Well, the ACTU says it's not concerned that the government won't put a figure on what constitutes a fair and reasonable pay rise for the most lowly paid workers at this stage, but expects the government will be in a position to say where it stands later in the year. But the opposition's Treasury spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull, accuses the government of backtracking on a promise of government transparency.
Well, it just underlines the hypocrisy of the Rudd government. Kevin Rudd was elected saying that he would put Treasury advice front and centre in all of the policy deliberations of his government. And we know that the Treasury recommended a specific number, $18, be recommended by the government. We know that at a cabinet meeting on the 25th of February, the government decided, as they have now admitted, not to make any submission as to what the increase should be.
Well, Julie Gillard says that claim is wrong, that you are wrong when you say that.
Well, if she wants to table the Treasury advice, then she can prove it. But the fact is that Kevin Rudd said in Parliament only 2 days ago that no decision had been taken about the recommendations to the Fair Pay Commission. And now we see, conveniently, the moment Parliament has risen and he's free from being asked questions for a few days, the decision is announced. And it is exactly as we put to him in Parliament and exactly as he denied in Parliament.
So you don't think it's a coincidence?
No, I don't. I don't think there are a lot of coincidences in politics.
The government says that it's only following the example set by the previous government, that is the coalition government, in not setting a figure or not putting a figure, or nominating a figure to the Fair Pay Commission. Is that correct?
The government, the previous government, did not nominate a figure on one occasion, as I recall. But the fact is that this government, the Rudd government, is the one that's in office now, and they said they would put Treasury advice front and centre. We had the head of the ACTU, Jeff Lawrence, saying at the press club the government had a moral responsibility to nominate a figure. We had Kevin Rudd wringing his hands in Parliament, talking about his concern for the low paid. So concerned is he, he's not even prepared to say how much he believes the minimum wage should be increased by.
But if it's good enough for the coalition not to state a figure, why isn't it good enough for the government to do that now, the Labor government?
Because Kevin Rudd set himself a different standard. He said he would follow Treasury advice. He said he was concerned about the position of people on minimum wages and said the Howard government was not. He said that the coalition was not interested in looking after the interests of the low paid. And yet now when he had a chance to actually express an opinion and say what he believed the minimum wage should be increased by, he is silent. And yet we know, everyone in Canberra knows, the Treasury made a recommendation. It was $18 a week, which was lower than the ACTU's recommendation, although higher than the business groups had recommended. And Kevin Rudd doesn't have the compassion, he doesn't have the courage, he doesn't have the integrity to make any recommendation to the Fair Pay Commission.
Shadow Treasurer Mal-